my identity in Christ. Psalm 118:17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 103, verses 2 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Romans 10:13. Because I've called upon the name of the Lord, I am saved. 1 Peter 2:24. Jesus bore my sins in his own body. By his stripes I am healed. Psalm 107:6. I am delivered out of my distresses. Romans 7:6. I am delivered from the law. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. Romans 10:4. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, because I believe. Romans 5:13. Sin is not imputed to me when there is no law. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. I cannot sin because I am born of God. Colossians 1:12-14. I am qualified to partake of the inheritance of the saints. I am delivered from darkness, translated into the kingdom of Jesus. I have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. 1 Corinthians 1:30. God has made unto me wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. John 1:12. I received him. He gave me power to become the Son of God because I believe on his name. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:1. I am a saint, faithful in Christ Jesus. Romans 5:1. Being justified by faith, I have peace with God through my Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:5. Hope maketh me not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost which is given unto me. John 15:15. I am no longer a servant, but a friend of God. 1 Corinthians 6:20. I am bought with a price. Therefore I glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 12:27. I am a part of the body of Christ. Revelation 4:11. I was created for God's pleasure. Romans 8:28. I know that all things work together for good because I love God and I am called according to his purpose. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. I am established in Christ and anointed by God, who hath sealed me and given me the earnest of the Spirit in my heart. Philippians 1:6. I am confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in me will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 29:11. God has plans to prosper me, to give me a hope and a future. Philippians 3:20. My citizenship is in heaven. Colossians 3:3. I am dead, and my life is hid with Christ in God. 2 Timothy 1:7. God hath not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 1 John 5:18. I am born of God. I sinneth not, but keepeth myself, and that wicked one toucheth me not. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. Blessed be God, who hath blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. God hath chosen me to be holy and without blame. I am adopted as his child. He hath made me accepted in the Beloved, in whom I have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He hath given me wisdom and understanding, and made known unto me the mystery of his will, that when the time is right, he will gather me along with the other saints. I have obtained an inheritance. Ephesians 1:13. After I believed, I was sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened, I know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in me. Matthew 5:13 and 14. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. John 15:5. He is the vine, I am the branches. I abideth in him, and he in me. I bringeth forth much fruit, for without him I can do nothing. Acts 1:8. I received power after that the Holy Ghost came upon me, and I am a witness for him. 2 Corinthians 6:1. I am a co-worker together with God. 2 Corinthians 5:18 and 19. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed to us the word of reconciliation. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. God, who is rich in mercy, loves me. Even when I was a sinner, he made me alive with Christ. He raised me up and gave me the same authority as Christ. I am promised even greater riches and kindness. I am saved by faith in God's gift of grace, not by my efforts. I am God's workmanship. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 through 20. I, who was once far off, am made nigh by the blood of Christ. He is my peace. I am no longer separated from God. Because Jesus abolished the law in his flesh, I am at peace with God. I am reconciled to God by Jesus having slain my opponent at the cross. He preached peace to me. Through Jesus, by his Spirit, I have access to the Father. I am no longer a stranger, but a member of God's household, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. 1 Corinthians 6:19. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in me, whom I receive from God. I am not my own. Ephesians 3, 6 and 7. I am an heir and partaker of the promise. I am a minister of God's power. Ephesians 3, 12. I can approach God with boldness and confidence. Ephesians 3, 16 through 21. I am strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Christ dwells in my heart by faith, that I, rooted and grounded in love, am able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And I know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. I am filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages without end. Amen. Proverbs 9:11. For by him my days shall be multiplied, and the years of my life shall be increased. 2 Timothy 1:9. God hath saved me and called me with a holy calling, not according to my works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given me in Christ Jesus before the world began. Ephesians 4:2. I walk with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing others in love. Ephesians 4:22-32. I've put off the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. I am renewed in the spirit of my mind. I've put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I've put away lying. I speak truth with my neighbor. I'll be angry and sin not. I'll let not the sun go down upon my wrath, neither will I give place to the devil. I steal no more. I will work that I may have to give to them that needeth. No corrupt speech leaves my mouth, only good and edifying to others. I grieve not the Holy Spirit, who sealed me unto the day of redemption. I let all evil thinking and speaking be put far from me. I am kind to others, tender-hearted, forgiving others, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven me. Ephesians 5:8. I was sometimes darkness, but now I am light in the Lord. I walk as a child of light. Ephesians 5:17. I am not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5:20-21. I am thankful to God. I am without a personal agenda. Ephesians 5:22-25. I honor God through my marriage. Ephesians 6:4. I provoke not my children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6:10. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6:13. I am protected with the whole armor of God, that I may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Romans 6:11. I reckon myself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ my Lord. Hebrews 13:5. I am never alone, for he said, he will never leave me nor forsake me. Romans 8:34. Christ, who is at the right hand of God, prays for me. John 17:20-23. Jesus prays for me because I believe on him through the word, that I may be one with him just as he is with the Father. And the glory which God gave Jesus, he gave to me. Jesus is in me, the Father is in him, that I may be perfect in one. Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:16. I have the mind of Christ. John 6:47. I believeth on him and have everlasting life. John 10:10. Jesus has come that I might have life, and that I might have it more abundantly. 1 John 5:4. Being born of God, I have overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, my faith. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus. Colossians 3:12. I've put on, therefore, as the elect of God, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 1:8. He will keep me strong to the end, that I will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8:1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to me. In Christ Jesus I walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. John 8:32. I know the truth, and the truth makes me free. Galatians 2:20. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Romans 8:37. I am more than a conqueror through him that loves me. 2 Corinthians 5:21. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Revelation 1:6. Jesus hath made me a king and a priest unto God and his Father. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. 1 John 4:4. I am of God and an overcomer, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. John 10:28. Jesus gave unto me eternal life, and I shall never perish. No one can snatch me out of his hand. 1 Peter 1:23. I am born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I am a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 1 Corinthians 15:57. I am victorious. Jeremiah 33:3. God encourages me to talk to him. He wants to reveal things to me. 3 John 1:2. God wishes above all things that I mayest prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospereth. James 1:17. My heavenly Father only gives good and perfect gifts, no exceptions. Isaiah 54:9. God has sworn he will never be wroth with me nor rebuke me. Psalm 139:17-18. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. Psalm 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.